This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, again, this stands true to the things that we have been talking about just over even the last week concerning how people need to be principled in this country. It's interesting to note that we're noticing a lot of things from the Donald Trump administration that we've noticed with every other administration, but for some reason or another, now that Donald's doing it, it seems to be okay that he's doing it. But when Barack was doing it or any other corrupt politician was doing it, for some reason or another, the law mattered at that particular point. But I guess today it's just the exact opposite. I actually posted a article by Newsmax that said Rep. Steve King very disappointed with Trump on illegal immigration. Now, keep in mind, for those that combat this article, keep in mind you're combating it with the information that you're receiving from the lying media that is continuously stirring the American people up on a 24/7 basis by lying on both sides to continuously push forward and promulgate their propaganda. But it's interesting to note that one guy, he's a radio personality, he calls himself, and he had actually came back to me and said, oh, this is fake news. So America, now what it's become fake news when you expose the hypocrisies of Donald Trump's administration. If that doesn't put a chill up your spine, nothing will. For those that are tuning in for the very first time to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember, folks, that I am for the law. I am not for political parties, which have no place in our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. As a matter of fact, if anybody would like to contend with me on the things that I'm sharing with you even now, my number is right here for you, friends. You can call in at any time. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Immigration hawk. Representative Stephen King out of Iowa says he's very disappointed on the lack of action by the Trump administration to stop illegal immigration. Now, why would this Republican beat up on his own guy if this were not true, friends? Maybe he's principled, too. I would pretty much hope that this would be the case with Representative Steve King out of Iowa. But he said that he's very disappointed in the lack of action by the Trump administration to stop illegal immigration. In an interview with the Daily Caller, the Iowa Republican said that the White House hasn't kept its promise to undo Obama-era executive orders protecting illegal immigrants. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which has protected over 750,000 from deportation since 2012, and Deferred Action for Parents of Americans, which was held up by a court decision. Every day, This has been a violation of the Constitution, okay? Notice what he's making reference to. Every day this has been a violation of the Constitution, he said of the executive actions, adding, every day the Trump administration is complicit, it is harder to resolve. Is Trump going to force us to go back into court again? Asked Representative Steve King from Iowa. King also said that he's not too confident Congress will appropriate the funds needed for immigration enforcement. And that's not building the border wall along the nation's southern border. That would be a major failure for Congress and the administration. Might I add, don't forget about the northern border as well, America. When they omit, folks, news, you better check your six to make sure there's nothing going on the other side, because they love to highlight the southern border, but we just found out last week that there were many coming in through the northern border, and we can also see the likes of Trudeau, who is the prime minister. He's an effeminate individual over there that's advocating everything that would war against this country. As a matter of fact, this is factual information. Many people believe that what's going on in Canada right now, through the legalization, they call it, of bringing illegals in into Canada. They believe that that is a position that they may stage an attack on America from. But they're pulling in Muslims like crazy on the northern border. And as a matter of fact, just to take it a step further, you thought Barack Hussein Obama was bad? Yes, indeed he was and is. And he's a foreigner and he is a sodomite. Well, when you look over to the northern border, you'll see that Justin Trudeau is doing much of the same exact thing. This is happening on a global level, friends, as Barack Hussein Obama did, okay, because they're nothing more than paid actors, many of these, well, in this particular case, this prime minister, as they might call him over there. But pay attention to what's going on year six as well. Going back to the article, King said that he wasn't too confident Congress would appropriate the funds needed for immigration enforcement. Why, America? Why wouldn't they, namely the Congress and the President of the United States of America, appropriate the funds needed for immigration enforcement? You're being told now by the state-controlled narrative, friends, that, well, they're being rounded up and they're being thrown back. Well, how many is that? How many compared to what we're seeing go on in this country, friends? I mean, we're talking about the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which has protected over 750,000 kids from deportation since 2012. Furthermore, might I go back and lay to all of you Trumpites once again, keep in mind, I'm for the law, not for parties, okay? I would lay to your candor. When is this president going to keep his promises concerning any one of his promises? All the way from Clinton to Obama, concerning a special prosecutor to bring forth justice and judgment concerning those criminals that he called out as criminals. 2 weeks ago, I played the audio for you concerning what Donald Trump said, and he said that they belonged in jail. When he wins the White House, friends, the first thing he tells his constituents that put him there, that entrusted him to be there, he told them, the American people, that would be we the people, that the American people owe a major debt of gratitude to the likes of Hillary Clinton for her service to our country. Now, if that wasn't enough for you, now we're seeing another individual come out. Now, keep in mind, I just told you a couple moments ago at the offset of this segment here that I had a conservative radio personality tell me that this was fake news. And then he said, oh, it's probably true. But it doesn't matter anyways. So what he's doing is he's picking up rocks and throwing them at people within that are willing to tell the American truth as to what's really going on concerning this administration and any other administration. Folks, I'm for the law. If they obey it, I'll be the first one to stand behind them. If they refuse it, I'll refuse them and I'll...
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also wanted to let you know that you can jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Friends, you can call in at any time if you'd like to contest concerning the information that I'm giving you right now. I want to let you know that the first article, well, friends, actually, these are coming directly from the congressman, but we have an article that we're going to be highlighting in just a moment that was actually written by an attorney that's one of the contributors over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I would love to contest. I would love to show you what the law has to say concerning what's going on. During the first segment, I was sharing with you as to how a conservative radio show host didn't like the fact that Rep. Steve King from Iowa was calling out President Donald Trump for his inaction. But folks, we've seen this over and over and over and over again. And another thing that you might want to pay attention to, friends, is when you see the state-controlled narrative actually blowing the horn, promoting and advocating the likes of Donald Trump, you know something's seriously wrong. Folks, they are giving such a confusing message. Either they're leading through opposition, which means they're attacking him, knowing that the more they attack him, the more they lie about him, the more that his followers, literally his worshipers in this country, will stand behind him regardless of what he does and what he says. And therein lies the problem. That's called leading through opposition. It's a plan of attack, and it's used by communists. And that's exactly what's going on in this country. And so that's what we were just talking about a couple moments ago. So if you would like to call in and contest, you may. 1-866-582 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We concur, we agree, we ally ourselves with the very comments made by President Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America. Clearly, hands down, no dispute, no debate. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Bottom line, it's a fact, America. Love it or leave it, right? Love it or leave it. Let's get back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, just highlighting what's going on concerning the likes of Donald Trump and his administration. Now we see that Donald Trump's administration is attacking WikiLeaks. A non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors like Russia. Folks, I personally believe that 95% of what you see, well, here, let me say it this way. 99% of those that you see in the media, right? I believe that they're bought and paid for, and I believe that they are actors. The only ones that are the real deal are those are the ones that they are continuously demonizing, the ones that they are continuously lying about, half-truths, blatant lies, so on and so forth. But friends, again, look at this. So after WikiLeaks information was used by Team Trump during the presidential election in 2016, the Trump administration is now seemingly turning on WikiLeaks, for what it's worth. In his first speech as CIA director on Wednesday, Mike Pompeo took the opportunity to blast WikiLeaks as a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors like Russia. WikiLeaks walks like a hostile intelligence service and talks like a hostile intelligence service. Well, folks, you know what? That's what the media would say about me, too. They would say that Bradley Dean is very militant. They would say that Bradley Dean is one that doesn't go along to get along. No matter what we have done to him and his family, the way that we have harassed him and his family, him and his ministry, no matter if we even send bomb threats to his ministry office or called him out for saying things that he didn't ever say by putting up a Wikis page that has everybody and their dog, cat, and hamster that's never talked to Bradley Dean, but heard from so-and-so, therefore it must be true, so we'll put it in Wiki, and then we'll control the content, or we'll just use outlets like the New York Times or MSNBC and CNN and every other bought and paid for outlet that's controlled by the CIA narrative to go ahead and try to demonize guys like Bradley Dean. See, now, friends, if you knew Scripture, you would know that this is how it works, friends. You become a prey when you depart from evil. When you begin to speak out against it, then guess what? You become an enemy to the state, and that's exactly what we're seeing here. So let's go back to this. WikiLeaks walks like a hostile intelligence service and talks like a hostile intelligence service. Okay? Now, I have a question for you. How is it that the media continuously pushes WikiLeaks? Why do they continuously push into the whole equation the likes of Edward Snowden, friends, or Julian Assange? I'm just asking you. Well, I can tell you, it's the same people that put these actors in position to act out for the American people the very things that they want to create as an outcome. You need to understand that this is all bought and paid for in so many different ways. Who continuously puts out in the press, friends? Julian Assange, Edward Snowden. The media does. Why are they putting information out there concerning Edward Snowden? Why are they putting information out there concerning Julian Assange? Who's doing that? It's the state-controlled narrative doing that. Why would they throw it in the mix if they didn't want it there? I mean, hey, folks, it's like this. In parallel. You know, when you look at the up-and-coming presidents of the United States of America, I'll tell you what, if they didn't want Donald Trump to be the president of the United States, they wouldn't have given him all the airtime that he received. I mean, what about the other 15 presidential candidates that were running for the president of the United States of America that were more legit than Hillary Clinton by far and Donald Trump? Because, folks, they know that they win either way because they're both players. That's why. Okay? And I don't, hey friends, the fact of the matter is, look to the past. Look to the past. How many times have you been convinced of a truth, okay, that you thought was a truth that you found out later to be a lie? And I should say it, how many times have you been convinced that a lie was the truth only to find out later on that it was a lie indeed? I mean, truth is stranger than fiction to some people, friends. But I want to let you know that truth crushed to the earth will rise again, and here it is again, to turn around and look to the past to know that every single one of the administrations that we have tolerated, that we have put in power by entrusting them, friends, to legitimize what the globalists are attempting to do here. They're actors, friends. How many times have you turned around only to find out, wait a second, they deceived me. Wait a second, they deceived me. Let me ask you the question this way. Which one hasn't deceived you? Which one hasn't deceived you? This is great, because then we get to put the question to the American people. And then when we do that, see, it's a law unto itself, because I don't think there's anybody listening to me right now that cannot honest before God and man turn around and say not an administration did what it said it was going to do. I mean, I can go back to Ronald Reagan. I can go all the way to the present. All these Republican presidents said they're going to do this, that, and the other thing, and they do just the exact opposite. Or how about stopping abortion? That's always one of the talking points concerning the Republican candidate, too, right? We're going to stop abortion. We can't have none of this. No, what we see today is we see it going on and going on, and we see it going on. But it reminds me of what Bill Clinton responded to a reporter with. He said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. You're right. But I want to let you know that my father and his son have everything in control. And if you want your nation to be turned into hell, then you just go ahead and keep shunning the truth. Keep rejecting the truth, America. Because I'll tell you what, you have the fruit of rejecting the truth all around you. Because now you're in another situation and you're trying to figure out why you're there. Well, Bradley, who do we believe? Believe the Word of God. Believe the Constitution and then act. Because you're responsible to bring about the resolve that we so badly desire in this country. And it applies to every single one of them. And I'm talking about the corrupt. But again, let's go back to this, friends. WikiLeaks walks like a hostile intelligence service and talks like a hostile intelligence service. This is what it says, by the way. This is what Mr. Pompeo said, okay? He said exactly what I said twice, two times over. It wasn't a misquote. To support his assessment, isn't it interesting, friends? And the American people, as a matter of fact, I just seen the other day, I seen going through a grocery store, I seen a picture of Donald Trump, and it says that he's conquering dictators. I didn't know that it was Donald Trump playing the warmonger to go overthrow dictators by acting as a dictator. And see, here again, America, you have been deceived and you have deceived yourselves into believing that the American government can go topple any government that they want to at will without congressional authority. And let me remind you, as I shared with you last week, at the expense of your fathers and your mothers, your uncles and your aunts, your brothers and your sisters, your neighbors.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Wow, this is crazy stuff. 1-866-582-9933. This sounds like it should be coming from the Obama administration, is the headline. And it's interesting to note, we're talking about how the CIA director, the new one, Mike Pompeo, is attacking anybody that would call out the administration for who they really are. You know, I was thinking during the break, and what I was thinking about is MLK Jr., Martin Luther King Jr., Michael King was his real name. And that guy was accused of everything under the sun. As a matter of fact, did you know that during the 60s, the civil rights movement, the media labeled it? It was interesting to note that they called him the troubler. Did you know that your representatives were calling him a troublemaker? Because he was trying to get back to the rule of law, because that was an issue of law, friends, not of color. Not of color. Who's made it an issue of color? The media did. That's why he was continuously making reference to law, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. They called him the troubler. Who was doing the attacking, friends? Who, and let me ask you furthermore, who was sending in provocateurs concerning his civil rights marches? Well, history proves that it was J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the FBI. He had a diabolical hatred for Martin Luther King Jr. Why? As a matter of fact, for those that didn't know, did you know that a week after he was shot, they were scheduled to bring the marchers to Washington, D.C. and camp out on a poor man's campaign. Because he was highlighting the fact that there was millions of dollars going to Vietnam to kill, but very little was being done to take care of their own people in their backyard. You know, and that's not the government's job, by the way. In this particular case, he was making a point to get America and their eyes onto what really mattered. But what's interesting is they called him the troubler. You can go online, watch video of it. Matter of fact, they even had another black man that was a representative that were calling Martin Luther King Jr. a troublemaker. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? It reminds me of Elijah in 1 Kings 18. Remember the corrupt king Ahab, who always submitted to his wife, Jezebel? Remember how they killed? Remember how she had 7,000? Or I'm sorry, there were 7,000 that didn't bow the knee, but she had all the prophets killed. And Elijah thought he was the only one, and the Lord set that record straight. But isn't it interesting? Ahab met him out in the middle of the desert, the backside of the desert. And the first thing that King Ahab, the corrupt king, called Elijah, that holy prophet of God, he called him the troubler of Israel. And Elijah set the record straight right off the bat, and he said, wait a second. I'm not the troubler of Israel. I'm not the one that has forgotten my father's commandments. It's you and your house that have forgotten your father's commandments. See, what's going on in your country is they want to demonize anybody that tells you the truth. We're on a little bunny trail right now. See, the spirit of the world hasn't changed, friends. See, they persecute the living ones, and then they praise the dead ones. You understand? They persecute the living ones, and then they praise the dead ones. Because after they're dead and gone, then the people begin to understand what it was all really about. And why that has to go down that way, I have no idea. But it does. WikiLeaks walks like a hostile intelligence service and talks like a hostile intelligence service. Mr. Pompeo said, this is what he said. To support his assessment, he cited how the group had encouraged followers to join the CIA and steal secrets, and how it overwhelmingly focuses on the United States while seeking support from an anti-democratic country. Folks, we're not a democracy. See, there's the confusion again. And by the way, it's all by design. Political talk is all by design, friends. Political talk is all by design. And what is it designed to do? Well, George Orwell, he was the one that said it best. I couldn't have said it any better than he did. But he was the one that basically said it was designed to do the very thing that it's doing to the American people today. He said political language is to, it's designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable. And furthermore, I just want to interject this because it's applicable. But Mr. Orwell also said of people that elect corrupt politicians, imposters, thieves, and traitors are not victims, but they are the accomplices. You better bet your bottom dollar they are. You better bet your bottom dollar they are. And these are the people that I'm talking to today, trying to do my best, using the Word of God and the power of the Holy Ghost to open men's eyes, to turn them from darkness, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance. Acts 20, verse 21, right? And sanctification and faith in the name of Christ. Read Acts, the whole of it. He also referred, going back to the article, to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, a narcissist, a fraud, a coward hiding behind a screen, and a false wizard. Folks, they usually attack those that are the most effective. I just wanted to let you know that. They don't attack the ineffective. They attack the effective. And hang on, I'm doing live radio, and I'm getting scripture come to my mind from the book of Revelations, and I want to give it to you exact in context, because it's important that you hear this, and here we go. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. They don't make war against reprobates. They don't make war against religious hypocrites. They make, and the dragon, Satan himself, wars against them that keep the commandments of God and hold the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12:17. Going back to the article once again, you're getting a lot of bunny trails today, friends. He also referred to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange as a narcissist, arrogant. This is a part of Donald Trump's administration. Keep in mind, Donald Trump never needed to repent, friends, when in fact that's the whole message of Jesus Christ. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Remember that Donald Trump said he never did anything wrong. And the Bible tells us clearly in the book of 1 John that he who says he has not sinned is a liar and the truth is not in him. But you have America at your feet right now, Donald. You're doing a great job, but you better understand something. You're being used to chastise and judge a nation in spite of you. That's just how it works. Going again back to the article, friends, granted, Pompeo doesn't speak for President Donald Trump, but let's go back and remember a few things, shall we? But he did appoint him. Keep that in mind. First, we know that Trump has had a high praise for WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks, said Trump. He declared in a speech on October 10th, 2016. Trump used WikiLeaks in several of his tweets prior to being elected. Why, friends? Especially when they were exposing the corruption inside of the Democratic National Committee. Yep. However, Mr. Pompeo attacked WikiLeaks because they simply exposed the DNC for what they are, criminal and corrupt. Right? This is what we're told. Pompeo pointed to the release of Democrat emails as hostile intent, something that he even promoted to advance Donald Trump in the elections. But I do have to say this, friends. You again have to ask the question, why would anybody in government be so afraid of constitutional law? The way government is today and the way they operate, folks, the only thing that is a threat to them is the Constitution of the United States of America. And they're sure to snuff those people out real quick. That's a mob term for taking them out. Or to silence them, or to pull them away from how they are effective, or get them out of the realm, or the demographic of the realm in which they were effective. They need to get them out of there. Because again, friends, remember, these people only attack those that are effective. And I got to tell you, and I want to be honest about it, I'm not falling for Assange and I'm not falling for Snowden. I believe that they're there to mix it up. And the way that they mix it up only confuses the people all the more. Read Daniel 9 when you get a moment. Read the whole of it. And I think people in this country are quite tired of being confused. I believe people in this country want the truth. You know, I was talking to my sons the other day, and we were sitting at a restaurant table. And I looked at them, and I said, guys, whenever you get lost, you need to keep in mind the only reason you got lost is because you failed to obey when he told us to keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. If we go on a field trip, you're going to get lost if you don't keep your eyes on the guide that's bringing you through. If you don't keep your eyes on the map when going from point A to point B, you're going to get lost. You need to keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, because the Bible tells us to commit ourselves unto him, and he will establish our goings. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all of your ways acknowledge him. And he promises to direct your path. And he does. In spite of us, friends. You know, it's like this. When you order a package, it's sometimes people get excited about it. I personally like it. If you go online and you order something, you're really excited about getting that package. You know, I send up the order through prayer, and it's not my business to get the answer to me. It's not my business when I call that company and order what I'm ordering, and I pay for it. It's their business to get the package to me, right? Well, as long as I keep my focus on what's going on here, that's called trust, America. And when I trust that the Lord heard me, I trust that he's going to answer me. The author and the finisher of our faith. But the Bible also tells us that we receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. Whose business is it to get it to us? the Lord's. Whose business is it when we order something online from California and you live in Minnesota? Whose business is to make sure that we get that package? The owner of that company. And you better bet your bottom dollar. That's how they stay in business. And I want to tell you something. My Father in heaven, he's tried and he's true. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just going to stay the vein as to where we're at right now. I just want to make people aware of the fact that we need to stick. I've been catching myself saying I am for the law. I sound like the second president of the United States of America. And which, by the way, I would be more honored to be compared to. If I'm emulating our founders in righteousness, following the Christ, I am more than happy to do so in so many different ways. I want to give you the definition of patriotism by President Roosevelt. Because again, it's priceless, and it's what we need to hear today. Patriot within itself, friends, Webster's 1828 means to uphold dying laws, okay? And that's what our veterans fought, bled, and died doing, is upholding dying laws. And they want to make sure that freedom remains alive in this country. And the way to do that is continuously magnify the law against the crime. And that's what they did. I mean, and that's what they've been accredited for, by snuffing out the likes of Adolf Hitler, so on and so forth, friends. And there's so much meaning in that, and there's so much heart in that. And I'll tell you something, too, Christians. There's not a better way to preach Christ crucified than going to Arlington Cemetery in the natural, because the Lord always taught us things in the natural so we can understand the spiritual. And the Bible tells us the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit because they're spiritually discerned in the book of Corinthians. So in saying that, listen to what Theodore Roosevelt rightly said. He said, patriotism means to stand by the country. Okay? It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anybody else. Did you hear what the President of the United States of America said? You know, going back to this weekend, we had Resurrection Day. Most pagans will call it Easter. They'll say, Happy Easter. You go by the church. It says, come by for Easter services. And it also will have, you know, bunny hunts and all this other stuff. And I just want to reverse on a couple things here because I want to explain a couple things that you may have not known over this last weekend. And I am going to make a point here, okay? And the point will be, I'll get to it in just a moment. What's interesting about what pagans call Easter is really the resurrection of Jesus Christ, okay? It's nothing new under the sun. It's like Christmas. Put Santa Claus there, divert attention away from the kids to Santa Claus rather than the Son of God who died on the cross, showing the Father's heart for mankind and his hatred for sin and love for mankind, right? But what's interesting here is I got this, it's Ishtar is how it's pronounced, and you call it, or you know it as Easter. It's called Ishtar. Well, Easter was originally the celebration of Ishtar, the Assyrian and Babylonian goddess of fertility and sex. Her symbols, like the egg and the bunny, were and still are fertility and sex symbols. Or did you actually think eggs and bunnies had anything to do with the resurrection? Absolutely not. It's diversion. After Constantine decided to Christianize the empire, Easter was changed to represent Jesus. Okay, but at its roots, Easter, which is how you pronounce Ishtar, is all about celebrating fertility and sex. I mean, folks, malls are now using bunnies. I don't know if this is a new thing or not. I've never really paid a whole lot of attention to it, but I do see that they're always zeroing in on the kids because they want to confuse the kids. Okay, so Bradley, what does this have to do with anything? Well, I wasn't here over the weekend, so I wanted to make sure I got that in concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I also wanted to let you know, I ran across a picture, because this is what we all need to do. It's a picture of, in 1956, New York City, the skyscrapers, for those that did not know, did you know that they had their lights shut off in such a fashion that there would be, during the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you, again, pagans would call, not all, but pagans would call the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They would celebrate it, calling it Easter, and they would set a bunny in there to confuse their kids and egg hunt, so on and so forth, which has nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But it was a picture of all these skyscrapers in New York City in 1956 with their lights set up in such a fashion that the only thing that you could see on these skyscrapers were Christian crosses, friends. And my point is this, what we need to do is we need to do what Theodore Roosevelt, President Theodore Roosevelt did. We need to go back to the old past because that was a different America. As a matter of fact, some of the comments that were laid on this feed that I sent concerning the picture of none other than the New York City buildings with the Christian crosses on them for the resurrection of Jesus Christ celebrating that day. It's interesting. People are saying, wish it could still be this way. Well, we still can have it this way, friends. Boy, we don't live in that America anymore. Yes, we do, but we have to fight, to get back what is ours. And the way to do that is to go back to none other than Jeremiah 6:16, where it says that we're supposed to go back to the old paths. Now, for some of those that are, well, they're just not quite sure about what's going on here, I just highlighted during the last segment Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. I want you to listen to this analogy really quick. There was a man who had to get a certain destination at a certain time, and he was in a snowstorm. He came up to a river and thought to himself, "How thick is the ice? Will it hold my weight?" It felt solid, so he reached a little further and tapped again to see if it could hold his weight. He took a branch and smacked the ice to see if it would crack. Nothing. So he crawled across the ice on his stomach. Sweat began to fall down on his brow, and he began to tremble with fear as he realized that at any moment he could go to an icy grave. He took the stick with him and continued to tap the ice in front of him as he crawled on his stomach. The man went about 40 feet in about 45 minutes. He was absolutely terrified. As he was crawling inch by inch, sweat pouring out of his brow, he heard a strange sound. He heard singing and then a rumble, rumble. The man looked behind him to see another man with a full cart of coal and his horse in front of him, slamming across the ice, singing at the top of his lungs while he whipped his horse. The man stood up and felt like a fool because the ice was solid right through to the bottom. He felt foolish because the knowledge he received released him from his fear. I'm here to tell you, friends, don't crawl across the promises of God on your stomach because they're solid through and through. You can truly trust him. And for me to say otherwise, friends, I know him in school. To talk outside of school, to tell you something that I've never experienced, friends, would be to talk out of school. I'm telling you in class right now, you can trust him. Read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Well, you know, it's interesting to note that evil never takes a break. Evil doesn't sleep. Evil doesn't kind of slow down because people who are righteous are tired and they don't want to go forward. You know, in many cases, it goes forward 24/7. So we, as the righteous children of God, need to be as vigilant about what's coming in front of us. If you look at the Gadsden flag back in the founding forefathers era and the coiled up rattlesnake, if you notice that the eyes were open, and the reason why the eyes were open because the rattlesnake was always vigilant about something coming at them. So we need to understand that we always have to be looking out for things coming at us and things that we need to fight on a daily basis. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is all about. We're not about taking a break when we feel tired. We go 24/7 to make sure that this message is rang out and rung out from the housetops across the United States. And for those of you who are listening and you want to be just as diligent, you want to be just as vigilant about everything that's going on in your country today, we need you to support this work. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty or Donate Securely. What that means is when you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only do you get a beautiful certificate with your name on it and everything else, but it's a symbol that you are in the fight with us doing what needs to be done, not just complaining about things on Facebook, not just complaining to your co-workers, but actually taking part in this fight. So again, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join up on a monthly basis where you can help support this work. Now, in your communities too as well, you might think, well, I'm trying to reach out to my community. What can I do? Well, please bring us in. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the bookings, or you can give our office a call at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, and bring the Sons of Liberty to your community and find out how you can make an impact and a difference right where you're at. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Please get in touch with us, support this work, and find out more about how can you reach people in your area.
Friends, I wanted to tell you right now, Tim Brown, senior editor for sonsoflibertymedia.com, to add insult to injury about what we were talking about concerning the administration of Donald Trump. I'm blowing the trumpet, America. Syrian refugees resettling in the United States under Trump at more than twice the rate of Barack Hussein Obama. Just posted now on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, you're being lied to. It's time to wake up and hold them all accountable. sonsoflibertyradio.com, First Down 318. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.